Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
...a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm glad you're here. Happy 4th of July, America. Robert L. Demenschneider is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Bob started his public relations career a few years ago in New York City, and he wound up with the firm of Hill & Knowlton, which he became the leader of for a number of years, worked there for a long time. And then he formed his own company, the Demenschneider Group, back in the early 90s, and that's what he's doing right now, among other things, including writing outstanding books. You've heard us speak with Bob about his book, Moses CEO, also 50 plus, and now his new one. Bob's the author of a number of books, about eight or so, I think. Now the new one's called A Time for Heroes. Bob is one of my heroes. Bob Demenschneider, welcome back to the show.
Jim, what a thrill to be on the show on the 4th of July. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And everybody out there is a hero.
It's good to have you back on the show, and my best to your lovely wife and your two outstanding sons, and we wish them the best as well. Bob, my audience just heard me interviewing June Reed in Iraq, one of the people who's helping Iraqis get their economy going over there, get their country reclaimed for themselves. And you had an opportunity to say hello to her while we were off the air, and I'd just like some of your thoughts.
Well, my first thought was it was breathtaking to talk to somebody in Iraq. Second, it was remarkable, and of course, traditional that you would have her on your show because that's the kind of show this is. And the third is that she saw what she was doing as her responsibility to respect and help the people of Iraq and to represent the United States. And this was a routine thing for her. For me, she's an extraordinary heroine stepping forward to do God's work. But I think for her, this is just routine.
Well, she's the humblest person I've ever met to be doing such heroic things, and she's been on the show. She's been on the show several times, and we're gonna get her on many more times before she leaves over there between now and the end of next summer when she finishes her second year. Bob, I'm really enjoying your book, A Time for Heroes, and I think that you've written your book it's an outstanding book. You've interviewed a number of people that I'm familiar with, some of the friends of mine, and it's just an outstanding book. And it's not only a time for heroes, it's the right time for this book, isn't it?
It is, Jim. I mean, whether you liked him or not, FDR helped bring us out of the Depression. Whether you liked him or not, Lyndon Johnson helped break the back of civil rights. Whether you liked him or not, Ronald Reagan broke the back of communism. We need people of that caliber stepping up to the plate to deal with the big issues right now.
What is the definition of a hero?
I think a hero is not somebody who's on the cover of People magazine or Time magazine, but it's a person who puts other people in front of themselves, and number one, and rises to the occasion, does something that's really unique, really special for somebody else. It's as little as Jerry Farrington in Dallas, Texas, who is a very successful business person, but when he sees an older person, he walks across the street and helps him across the street.
Right.
It's as deep as Alex Haley, who got us all to go back to our roots when he investigated his roots in Africa, where his forefathers came from the slave trade. It's everything in between. It's extraordinary.
Well, you know, the Greek define love three different ways, and one of them is agape love.
Right.
And agape love is love you show for people that you don't know.
Right.
And to me, a hero is someone who demonstrates agape love. And I think of June Reed. You know, she's helping people. She's actually seeing people face to face, or our military people, our military men and women who are in Iraq and who are in Afghanistan, and over the centuries, those people who have gone into countries to help them to not to conquer, but to stop injustices and to deliver freedom as much as they can for people that they didn't even know. Those are heroes to me, Bob.
Absolutely. You know, George Bush, President Bush, is going to be at the G8 summit this week.
Mm-hmm.
There are heroes on George Bush's staff. I don't know them, but they have prepared the papers. They're doing all the basic work to make the president successful. The city of New York is over in Singapore hoping to get the Olympic bid tomorrow. there are heroines and heroes back here in New York who worked on that for America and for New York, who are just faceless people. Heroes are generally faceless people, Jim.
Well, exactly, and there are a lot of them in America. One of my favorite stories was seeing Ricardo Montalban on The Tonight Show, and Johnny Carson called him macho. And he said, "No, Johnny, I'm not macho." He said, "Macho is the milkman or the construction worker who's making $30,000 a year putting three kids through college." He said, "That's macho." And so, I agree with him. He became one of my heroes on that day. Bob Dylan Snyder, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, Bob's new book is called A Time for Heroes. And in the book, he talks about something Sidney Hook called two different kinds of heroes. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. It's 9 after. Happy 4th of July. I'm sorry, it's 39 after. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you subscribe this week, you get my traditional 4th of July columns, and where I talk about how some of the things that have happened in the last 1,000 years created the opportunity for you and me to be who we are, small business owners. Bob Dylan Snyder is our guest. He's the author of the new book, A Time for Heroes. Bob's an old friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Bob, congratulations on your book, by the way. It's a book for the times that we're in right now. In your book, you point out that Sidney Hook said that there are two kinds of heroes, two varieties of heroes: an eventful individual and event-making individuals. Talk to us about those two.
Well, there are a lot of people that rise to the occasion when an event occurs, and that's what Dr. Hook was referring to. For example, there was a kid, $13,000 a year clerk named Eddie Skutnik, who jumped off a bridge in Washington into the freezing water to save a girl who had just crashed in a plane there.
Right.
Then he went back to his job after that experience. He was responding to an event, and boy, he did it. And there's again a faceless guy that stepped off the bridge and just did it. And I asked him, "Why did you do it?" And he said, "Because I had to do it." There are other people who actually make things happen. Martin Luther King made things happen. I mean, he made the civil rights movement what it is today. That person you interviewed in Iraq just a few minutes ago, June Reed makes things happen. So that's the kind of thing I think Dr. Hook was talking about, Jim.
Well, you know, I agree with you, and you've got folks like when I saw the Iraqis, to me, when I believed that Iraq was going to work, Bob, was a heroic day to me, was when, in the face of knowing that they could be killed, just walking to a pole or standing in a pole line, that there were people who had said that they would shoot them, they would hurt them if they voted, if they showed up at the polls. The Iraqis not only showed up, they not only stood in line, some of them were killed doing that. And knowing that was going on, they still stood in line and voted. And then they dipped their finger and branded themselves purple as a voter, as someone who seeks freedom and not tyranny. And to me, I've never seen so many heroes in one place, and I've never been so proud of so many people all at once.
You've got to be willing to step up and be counted to be a hero, and that's what those Iraqis were doing. Hopefully it's going to happen all over the world over the next few decades.
Right. Bob, in your book, you dedicated your book to your dad. You said he was your hero.
Right.
And I know that you've talked to me a little bit about him before. Tell us about your dad.
Well, my dad was a remarkable person. He only owned one suit in his life. He used to get it cleaned on Saturdays. And at the end of a year, my mother used to say to him, "Jack, your suit's shiny. You should get a new one." He'd say, "I can't afford it because we have to put those monies for the kid." That was just the kind of guy he was. There were a lot of people like that in those days, Jim.
What a great story.
Helped build the country. I'm sure your family was just like that.
Absolutely. No question about it. My dad was a hero to me, Bob, because he let me see him make mistakes.
That's right.
Now he did a lot of things well too, but he was a hero to me because he let me see him make mistakes. And you know, Bob, I think maybe people don't realize how valuable that is for children for them to see you be human and to make mistakes and recover from those mistakes.
It's extremely important, and of course we all make mistakes. I don't like to show my weak side any more than I have to, but the good news is that I try to do it as much as I can reasonably employ.
Just one of the things, Bob, that you talk about in your book is the difference between what you and I consider to be real heroes and what sometimes America portrays as a hero, which are celebrities. And I mentioned a minute ago about what Ricardo Montalban said when Johnny Carson told him he was macho and he disagreed with him. I heard James Garner one time, Carson was layering some serious praise on him for being a great movie actor and all that kind of thing. And he stopped me. He said, "Hey, look," he said, "I'm just an actor." He said, I haven't invented the cure for cancer. What I do is nothing special." And I appreciate those kinds of celebrities. Don't we have to be careful in America how we define our heroes?
We really do. I mean, if you look at a lot of the actors who are celebrities, there are heroes among that group. Garner certainly was one, is one. Clint Eastwood is definitely in that category. Harrison Ford is in that category. Is Michael Jackson a hero? I don't think so.
Yeah.
What about some of these people like Angelina Jolie and the other movie actresses who play on celebrity? I don't think they're really heroes. They don't step forward to do very much. Some of the heroes step forward on that aid program, cities across the world. Those people were heroes.
Well, but which brings up this question, Bob. Can you be a hero if you're trying to be a hero?
I think heroism comes naturally. You either jump off the bridge and save the person, or you say to yourself, "This is something like June Reeve I've got to do. I'm going to step forward and do it." So I think just kind of calculating to be a hero doesn't really work, no.
Well, exactly. And back to the celebrity thing, you know, one of the things we have a problem, I think, in America is our young people, their heroes seem to be athletes. And I think we've seen that athletes may have a little more than their share of feet of clay.
They do. However, I should say today, Jim, I'm taking my boys and my wife to Yankee Stadium. We're going to have a hot dog on the 4th of July. And I can't think of a more heroic thing to do.
Wow.
And I'm hoping that Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez and all the others pull off being heroes for us.
I'm jealous, Bob, because I'd sure love to be with you and eat a hot dog in Yankee Stadium. That's a cool place to be in on the 4th of July. Quick break, right back with Robert Dylan Schneider, the author of A Time for Heroes. It's available wherever books are sold, folks. It's just out. It's a very important book for our time. Here's Robert Cray to take us out. Stay with us.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Robert Dylan Schneider is here, too. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the name of the book, Robert L. Dylan Schneider, and that's D-I-L-E-N, one, just one L, Dylan Schneider, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R, Robert L. Dylan Schneider. The book is called A Time for Heroes, and I encourage you to check it out wherever books are sold, online, in your favorite local bookstore. Anything Bob has to say is worthy of your time and your money, I can assure you. Bob, again, congratulations on the not only the book, but the timing of the release.
It's thrilling to be on this show on the 4th of July. It's one of the greatest honors I could ever have.
I appreciate that. You're too kind. Bob, do we overuse the word hero today?
We don't have enough heroes today. And the thing that we need are more heroes and real heroes. We don't need Michael Jackson. We don't need Queen Latifah. We don't need Angelina Jolie. We need people who are real heroes like Martin Luther King or Lyndon Johnson or some of the people who've really crush the big ideas of our time. That's what we really need.
You know, Bob, every single member of the United States military is a volunteer.
Exactly.
And wherever they're asked to go, they go, and they don't have to do that. They could all stay home if they wanted to, and yet they go, and that's pretty heroic, isn't it?
It takes enormous courage, Jim. I remember when I was in the service the first time, and we took the bus down to Fort Knox, and as we pulled out of the bus station, everybody, there was a lot of hoorah and people packing each other on the back. But as we entered the gates of the fort, everything got real quiet.
Yeah.
And we knew what we were going into, and we did. And we did it, and we did it for the country. It was the right thing.
Right. Bob, One of the things that you know, that I know you agree with me about, is the heroism of small business owners.
Absolutely.
There are 25, at least 25, I think that number is conservative, but the SBA says there are around 25 million small business owners. I think that's conservative by half when you take all the people who are sitting at their kitchen table right now, starting a small business from nothing. They don't know where they're going. There's a lot of fear, but there's also a lot of hope, and they create something from nothing. And to me, that's heroic.
Jim, I'm one of those people. I've got to deliver that check every 2 weeks, and I know how daunting that is when you look down the muzzle and you say, "What am I going to do to make it?" That's what America is all about.
Bob, I want to divert just a little bit and talk about something. I was disappointed in the Supreme Court. The lack of at least five of them, the lack of them being heroes. They failed to be my heroes recently when they passed the when they refused to reverse the Kelo versus New London case, which is the eminent domain case up there in your state of Connecticut, where the city of New London wanted to take some homes for economic development, and the Supreme Court sided with New London.
I was shocked by that. I was shocked by that, Jim. In fact, I've loaded my gun in case they come after me. Nobody's going to get my land. But, you know, in this current case where Sandra Day O'Connor has resigned, I'd like to say to the president, let's just get the best person. Let's put politics aside and let's get the best person for the United States. That's what we need.
Well, that's what he says he's going to do. And I think, though, that I really hope... Well, let me put it this way, and I think you'll agree with me. In the next 3 to 6 months, we'll see what kind of leaders we have on both sides of the aisle. What do you think?
There's no question. I think people who stand up and do the right thing, not the political thing, the correct thing for the people of the United States, that's what we really need right now.
Right. One of my Brain Trust members, I've lost his name, but I remember his quote. He says that ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. And to me, that extends to leadership. Leadership is doing the right thing, even if it's not completely in what you want to have happen.
Happens out there every single day, and you just got to do that. And that's what small business people are all about, doing the right thing, by the way.
Lynn Morello is his name, by the way, folks. I just lost his name for a minute. Bob, I got about 30 seconds. What would you like to say about heroes to my audience as a last thought?
I'd like to say, and this is not to patronize you, Jim, but Jim Blassingame is a hero. You're out there every single day with this show, putting people on and trying to inform people and standing up for small business people all over the United States. And we need people like that. It doesn't happen very often. And on the 4th of July, I'd just like to salute Jim Blassingame and say, you're our hero.
Well, Bob, I appreciate you saying that. That's awfully nice of you. And, you know, there's one other person that I'd like to recognize. And it's somebody who's near and dear to you, Bob, and that's... That's Joan Avagliano, your assistant there in your office. I want to say her name. She's a great lady, and I know she's one of your heroes.
She's probably listening to the show right now, blushing deeply.
She is. She's gonna get me for that, isn't she, Bob?
She'll be thrilled, and I will tell her this happened, all right?
You be sure to. Bob, thank you. God bless you and all your family, and God bless America.
Have a great day, Jim. Thanks.
Bob Dillenschneider, ladies and gentlemen. Robert L. Dillenschneider. The book is called A Time for Heroes. Got to go for just this hour. I'll be back in a few minutes. More 4th of July.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.